Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Friday, February the 13th. I praise the Lord for you being there today and listening on the radio, and I certainly hope that we are a blessing to you. I want to remind you that many of these stations do carry the 30-minute radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit, some on Saturday, some on Sunday, and we'd be glad to have you listen. Let me talk to you again today about our project, Reaching America with the Gospel. And here's the deal. What we're trying to do is we're asking 1,000 people across America that you would get under a burden and you'd help us by giving $10 per month. Now, if you can give all that at one time, $120 for the entire year, or you can give it $10 a month, but however you want to do it. And there's several ways to give on this project. We're going to be taking on, Lord willing, new radio stations and hopefully some in some areas where that the gospel is not preached much. And I'm hoping that you'll pray for us as we continue this endeavor. I've been praying about this since September of 2024. And finally, the Lord now has let me announce it, let me do it. And you know, some things you got to wait on a long time before God gives you the liberty to do that. But if you want to give, you make your check to GBI, and you can mail it to GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You can also give online at gbiradio.org, or you can call our offices. You can give by the debit and credit card, and you can also have that set up where it comes out monthly. And you have to talk to the office about that. 336-372-5700, 336-356-1560. Now, we want to reach people for the cause of Christ. Maybe you give a good size one-time gift, and that would help us out. And I want to say, listen to me. I'm not on the radio for your money. I'm on the radio to get people saved by the grace of God. You would not believe the people that email me, write me, or tell me in public that the radio broadcast has been a help to them. Radio works. Radio's still here. For those of you who own and operate stations, let me tell you, radio's still working. You're still getting the job done. People still listening to it. Now, I know we got other areas. And by the way, we're going to be, this project that we're launching will help us do some other things also on the internet. We're going to be, got one thing in mind pretty quickly that we'd like to get started. And I think it'd be a blessing. So a lot of things are coming. So I want you to pray. Amen. And I believe God's going to do good things for us this year. Let's go back to our message on Joshua. You better keep that old man as long as you can keep him. And you say, but he's hurting our church. He's dragging. He may not be hurting as much as you think it is. This new contemporary stuff will kill you, church. Amen. It's like pulling a golden flyer for a poison weed. Amen. If you ain't careful, if you go contemporary. Now, here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about it. Listen, are you a servant? Do you give your will up to another? You see, I'm to be a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm not to preach what Ricky wants. I'm not to do what Ricky wants. And I struggled with that for a long, long time. And God finally made me understand that it's His will. It's not my will, but it's God's will. Amen. It's God's will that needs to be done. The Bible said in Proverbs 18:22, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Boy, that's where I was in my ministry. I thought I was everything. And before honor is humility. Let me say this, before honor is humility. Now, some of you want great honor. You've heard the story about the young man who got his Bible, and he's all ready, and he's going to get to preach in the big meeting first time. And the preacher called him to come up, and boy, he was arrogant. And by the way, God's not going to use an arrogant preacher. Some of you young men need to lose this arrogant tone that you have. God's not going to use that. You better be humble, friend. But this young man goes up arrogantly, and he gets to the pulpit, and he says, take your Bibles, please, and open them to the book of Revelation. And boy, he's going. And all of a sudden, he hits a stump. And all of a sudden, he spits and sputters, and I mean, he literally starts to cry. And he just starts squalling. He said, I can't do this. And he's crying and weeping, and he grabbed his Bible and just walked down out of the pulpit. And he sat down beside one of the old great preachers. And one of the old preachers reached out, and he put his arm in him. He said, son, he said, if you would have went up to that pulpit like you came down, you could have came down like you went up. Did you get that? If you went up to that pulpit like you came down, you could have came down like you went up. Let me say this to you, friend. I'm not nothing. When I preach, I'm nothing. Don't ever think you can preach. Don't ever think, man, I've got the message tonight, and this is going to be. I mean, I stole the message from Lester Roloff, and I'm going to preach tonight on the mule walked on, and the altar's going to be filled. Well, your mule already walked on before you ever got in the pulpit, and you're going to be a flop and a discouragement and probably a disgrace. Amen. To you and Lester Roloff and everybody else. Amen. Let me tell you something, brother. Be you. As the old preacher said, for if you ain't who you are who you ain't. Amen. Learn to serve. Learn to serve. Learn to serve. Learn to be a servant. Did you know I've been preaching? I'm in my 42nd year. Did you know I'm a servant to my pastor? If my pastor calls me and says, Rick, would you do this for me? I'm to try to do it if it's in my ability to do it. Amen. It's just like here in the ministry. I told one of our ladies the other day on staff here, I said, could I ask you to do a favor? I was running behind, and usually what we do is we all help kind of get the garbage and empty it and do it. I said, could I ask you? She said, sure thing, preacher. Don't you ever worry about that. I said, no. And she hadn't been working long, and I said, no. I want you to listen to something. I'm not one of these fellas to tell you what to do without doing it myself. Why, many days I push that old garbage can to the curb. And you can have a good time pushing the garbage can to the curb. You can sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. You just have a good time, you know. Learn to serve. Let me read to you from Luke chapter 16, verse 12. You young preachers, listen to this verse. Luke 16, 12, the Bible says, and if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Several years ago, I really ain't got time to tell this story, but several years ago, I needed a home church. And I went to a home church, and I went there, and I felt comfortable there, and that's where the Lord wanted me to be. Hadn't been there 2 weeks, and some things come up that I disagreed with, and my old Pharisaical spirit, oh, it just rose up in me, and I said, I'll leave this place. I ain't staying under this. And the Holy Ghost said, hold it. Holy Ghost said, you be still, son. And I stayed there 4 years, the best church I was ever a member of at that time, and that's where my ministry, gospel broadcasting, was born, in that church. Now, let me tell you something. Sometimes God don't work the way you think He ought to, and you better learn to be faithful to another man's work. I was faithful to that man's work. I did what he asked me to do. I traveled with that man. He preached many revival meetings. I traveled with him. I was faithful to that man's work. And when it came time for my work, God used that man to get me right into where I need. Matter of fact, that man is the reason I'm here today. One of the reasons I'm here today, probably. One of the reasons we're on in radio stations today. That man's in heaven now. But let me say this to you, friend. You don't ever know what's going to do. If you'll be faithful to another man's work, yours will come. Now, you preachers, you young preachers, you got the hurry-up syndrome. You've got to do it today. You're 22-year-old, and you've got to do it all. The problem is you don't know how to do it all at 22-year-old. Why don't you serve God and get prepared? You're about 25, 26-year-old, you'll know a whole lot more, friend. Listen, you're going to go to school one of two ways. You're going to learn from somebody else, or you're going to go to the school of being the hardships. I don't like the hardship school. Do you? Be a servant. Amen. Did you know Joshua? Now, I want to give you his testimony. It come dying time, the son of Nun's going to die. Now, I'm talking about the character of Joshua. He's a son. He was a servant. It come dying time. In Joshua 24, 29, again, let me show you. The Bible said, and it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord. You know what? You could put that on Joshua's tombstone. Now, he was Moses' servant. But then he got promoted. You say, oh, well, he got promoted. There wasn't nobody going to tell him what to do. Hey, buddy. There's somebody always going to tell you what to do in life. Did you know that? I was sitting 15 years old in Richmond, Virginia. 1982, we were there visiting some family. I don't know what the rest of them were doing that day, but I was just sitting there on a Saturday afternoon. My mind was in another world, and I was thinking about counting down the days when I'd become 16-year-old in September. This was August. And I was hatching me out a little plan that I was going to quit school. And I did that because I didn't like school. And let me say to you, I had no goal in life, no aim in life. And I remember sitting there thinking in Richmond, Virginia, sitting there thinking. I said, there's nobody to tell me when to get up, when to go to bed. I can just do what I want to. Well, I had a good outlook on life, didn't I? When I got 18, when I got 16-year-old, I quit school. When I got 18, I went down there and started drawing the government check. Now, I was really doing good. The government was keeping me up to sit at home and do nothing. Listen to talk show radio, thinking that would help America, bring revival to America, I guess. Let me tell you something. I wasted years in my ministry. I preached on the radio some. But I wasted years in my ministry. I wasted time. And I got idle. I got depressed. I had to go to the doctor because of depression. Let me tell you something, brother. All of that because I had to learn to serve. There's always somebody will tell you what to do. And I want to leave you with this little outline. I'm going to leave you with it. Boy, the Holy Spirit knows how to line things up. Just put this right here. I'm going to leave you with this little outline on serve. S-E-R-V-E. Serve. Number one, do you serve in your sanctuary? Taking the S, and we'll give you an acrostic, S-E-R-V. Do you serve in your sanctuary? Do you serve in your local church? Now, I know there are some ministries that people go outside the church. But let me tell you something. If you can play an instrument, don't run all over the country on Sunday. Play it in your church. If you can write a poem, don't run all over the country. Do it in your church. If you can teach a class, do it in your church. What are you doing to help your church? Now, I'm not saying, I know there's some ministry people travel. I know, I understand that. Special instances, singers and preachers, I understand that. But what do you do in your church? What do you do to help your church? Is your church, let me ask you a question, is your church better off when you're there or when you're not there? Number two, do you serve in the sanctuary? Number two, let me show you this one, S-E-R-V-E, five little letters. You take this outline and preach it. It don't matter to me if God lets you do it. Number two, do you serve, taking the E, with eternity in mind? God has to remind me sometimes, son, you're not home yet. I get to griping at God about how bad me and Christy have it. Boy, we have it bad, don't we? I mean, we got food on our table, shoes on our feet, roof on our head. We got a nice warm bed to sleep in, nice warm home in the winter, cool home in the summer. I mean, we plant a garden every year, and God bless us, girl. We're in bad shape, ain't we? Do I serve with eternity in mind? And I say this, I serve knowing that God's going to judge me in eternity. I serve that knowing that my rewards are not on this side. I serve knowing that I'll have some position in the millennial reign. What you do in this life determines what you'll do in the next life. And Lester Roloff said something, I heard him say something the other day. And boy, this was good. He said, the time you waste injures eternity. Listen, instead of wasting all kinds of time, why aren't we trying to help somebody about eternal things? People going to hell, that's their eternal soul. Why aren't we helping somebody? Why don't we write a book, preachers? Why don't we record something? Why don't we put something on in recording? Why don't we record a book verse by verse? There's several things you can do, but make your life count to help somebody, because serve with eternity in mind. You say, well, I'm missing out on the nice things of this world. Well, they're really not nice compared to the millennial reign. Well, friend, we come to the end of broadcasting for this Friday. We come to the end of the week of broadcasting here, Friday, February 13. My, the days just roll by, don't they? Well, today's message is available on its entirety on CD recording. It's R489-1. That's R489-1, or The Character of Joshua. And if you want the message, just write for it, or we can email it to you. All of it's free of charge. comments@gbiradio.org, or our mailing address that will be given to you at the end of the radio broadcast today. Remember, many of these stations have our 30-minute radio broadcast. I hope you'll listen to that. We are into the early to mid stages of the life of David on that broadcast, and we love you. We thank God for you. Lord willing, I'll talk to you again on Monday. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.